Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 489 of Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 31, Double-Edged Blake.
It aired September 27, 2003, written by M.L. Kessler.
Have we heard that?
That's new? Okay.
That's gotta be new. I do not recall.
You know, I do think we've actually heard this other one. I said before we started that I didn't know this name, but I don't know if that's true or not. Directed by Wayne Rose.
What's a cowboy? Wayne Rose has been here like a million times.
John Wayne Rose. Look, I don't know, man. I can't keep all these names.
So many directors.
Straight.
Who's to say who any of them are? If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along. If you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Because, you know, Ninja Storm's good. Last episode was dope. Last episode, Tori went to an alternate universe and kicked a bunch of Power Rangers asses. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Man, we're close to the end.
We're pretty close. We got about 4 more weeks, I think. So, just about done with Ninja Storm, and I'm kind of sad to see it go, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Dunder Thunder's going to go.
I've heard almost nothing about it other than Tommy is there and that I will like the Yellow Ranger, which after having watched her morph sequence when we were looking at morphers and how many different outfits she had, yeah, I think you're right, everybody who said that. Other than that, I don't know anything about it. We're going to go watch Double-Edged Blake right now.
Ninja Storm Ranger Form! And we're back. And we just watch Double-Edged Blake.
Two edges to this Blake, not just the regular one you're used to.
That's right. He's got two inline skates. That's nothing. That's not a joke. That was nothing.
Blake is a blade skater. Remember when Shane called rollerblading blade skating?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a New Zealand thing, or do you think that's... whoever wrote the episode is the oldest person alive and didn't know.
I'm almost positive it was in the script. So
okay, because I'm thinking about it and I'm like, roller skates.
Or it said rollerblading in the script, and he was just like, "That's not it. That's not what that's called.
That can't be right."
They're inliners, isn't that what I said? The other day?
Aggressive inlines. I think you call them inliners. Hey, Jake and Josh. .com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes of the podcast, and you can also go listen to old episodes in our classic feeds updated through In Space. I'm just saying it. I'm speaking it into the world. And I'm going to do it enough times to hopefully see the secret work on you, specifically, Josh. Because you're the only one that can do this, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're everybody's only hope.
Oh, well.
To hear In Space in the podcast feed.
That's some bad news for everybody.
You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Eppelnhame Podcasts.
We're going to get so many angry emails.
Bring it on, dorks!
About how you spoke Klingon incorrectly. But look... Neither of us know how to pronounce an apostrophe, so...
No, it starts the word. There's two words for apple. I don't want to go into the bit too much, but y'all, Klingon's for dorks. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbaby, Podspear? Pod Thunderblade?
Double-edged pod.
That's where it's a podcast and you think it's going to be. So a double-edged sword is one that hurts both your opponent and you, which makes no sense for why you would wield this particular sword. Also, right. You have to be holding it wrong because the handle should not be sharp. And that's the only part that you touch, I think, in a sword fight. But what do I know? But Double-Edged Pod then would be a podcast that it is good but also bad. So it would be like...
It's just rabbits.
Yeah. You know? It might just be just rabbits. which I have been thinking about listening to again. I'm behind on a lot of podcasts because I don't have a job that I can listen to podcasts for like 4 hours a day anymore. So I'm just behind on a lot. But I am thinking about listening to rabbits again. So that might be a disease that I have.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't make it through the first episode because some girl peed herself and I was like, I'm out.
She peed herself a lot. She just kept watching like a YouTube video and peed herself. It's the best one they have. Can you believe it? Can you believe rabbits is as good as it gets as far as Pacific Northwest stories go?
Black Tape started out pretty okay and then just like went all the way up its own ass.
They started pretty okay, but like the third episode, they're like, the demon's name is Tall Paul. So like,
Tall Paul and the Unsound.
The Unsound, which is just like a weird guitar riff. I'm like, that is clearly a sound. I heard it with my ears. Anyway, you can leave us a rating review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. We'd really appreciate it. That's the whole pitch. If you want to help us out, patreon.com/AJakeandJosh. This is a Monday episode, so you just want to like jump in?
Yeah.
All right. I don't have my phone. There's my phone. I still have the translator pulled up, and it's still that stupid word. I can't wait for a conservative estimate. 3 emails about Klingon and how it's cool, actually.
Look, someone made a language out of nothing, and that's pretty neat, but...
That's just impressive.
I feel like there's just a lot of steps that didn't need to be taken.
Yeah.
What determines a capital letter? And why is there an apostrophe at the beginning?
Yeah, and why is apple 2 words? That just seems weird to me. Because it's just an apple. If I've known anything from looking up every version of how to say apple in the actual planet Earth, it's that there's only like 6 ways to say it, and then you got too fancy with it, my dude. It's the most basic of fruits.
If that's the word for apple, man, what does the rest of that language look like?
A headache. It looks like a headache is what I think.
That's just apple.
It's just apple, man. We're
talking about apple, man.
We're not talking about the game. We're talking about apples. We start off with Tori entering Storm Chargers. We don't get an establishing shot of Storm Chargers. She's just like down to business. She is going in and she runs into Blake. She's like, hey, Blake, what's up? He's like, hey, cool, I gotta go. Like immediately he's being cagey. And she's like, okay. And then he's like, all right, cool, bye then. And so he leaves. And I was like, didn't we just get past this? Didn't we finish? Isn't this over?
Yeah, when I was looking up the director and the date and all that, the last sentence for the description of the last episode is Blake confesses his feelings for Tori. And then they had a cute, like, surf date.
Yeah.
So now we're right back to, like, are they, aren't they? And I don't know why we backpedaled.
This is the third time we've done this now. And
I feel like the last episode is still going to be them being cagey about how they feel about each other.
I mean, like, spoiler, the end of this episode is sort of fixed, but like, how long will that last? Because now I don't trust it.
Hey, this would all be fixed if you just let them kiss.
Just do a kiss. It'd be fine. This is the problem. Tori is so horned up. And Papa Walt won't let her kiss.
She got to sneak it in on cam whenever she can.
Honestly, I like them better anyway. I like Blake a lot. Don't get me wrong. I like Blake. I just think Tori and Cam have a lot more chemistry. That's just me. Yeah. So he leaves, and then she goes up to Shane. She's like, hey, is Blake being weird? And he's like, I don't know. And she's like, so he doesn't have like a secret? And he's like, well, what do you mean a secret? Like a secret or like a ranger secret? And she's like, I don't know. I'm asking. He's just being weird. We had a cute date and now he just won't look at me and I don't know what's going on.
We're having a really weird morning after Shane.
Also, not Blink 182 is playing. It's just whatever generic skateboard shop soundtrack they found on free mp3s.com or whatever.
Yeah,
free butt rock mp3s.com.
Free butt rock mp3s.com. They just typed in skateboards.
They took that. And it's this like generic lyricless Blink 182 song is there. So then she sees Hunter. She's like, oh, Hunter's here. Okay, awesome. So she goes over and she's like, hey, Hunter, what's up? And he's like, nothing. She's like, cool. You doing any? Because he was getting like gloves. And she's like, you doing some riding today? And he's like, no, just making sure I have gloves for the weekend. She's like, cool, cool. Where are you going riding? What's up with Blake? Do you see Blake lately? And he's like, I'm going to a sand track. I don't know what this is.
He's also acting weird, but I feel like it's just, he's just kind of weird.
I feel like he's acting like confronted weird. Like he's like, oh, I don't know how to handle what's going on right now.
Yeah, he's like, Tori's never come at me about motocross before.
Not
so
once.
So he just walks over to his bike and he's like, yeah, I got these tires for the sand.
And she's like, cool, what about Blake? What's up with Blake? What's he doing? And Hunter's like, I don't know. That's weird, huh? Yeah. Anyway, so he's just being Blake somewhere. She's like, cool. And then she like leaves and he's like, don't you want me? Okay, so you didn't care then about the bike.
That was all front. She walks out. Sand track at all.
Just using me to get to my brother you're dating. So she walks out and Blake is back already, so that's weird.
Well, they're outside, so I don't know if he ever like left.
Oh, maybe he's just talking, because
he comes back in the store in a minute to like keep working, so I feel like it was just like he went on break and had to go talk to somebody.
So because he goes out and there's like, she's like, Blake, what's up? What's going on? He's like, oh, you know, I'm just really busy lately. She's like, yeah. And then she sees that he came back from talking to a woman in a car. It's a pretty lady. And I thought, this woman is a mom. There's no way what's happening here is in any way romantic. But Tori is like, that is a rival for my affections. And now I'm on the back foot. And so Blake's like, yeah, no, just super busy lately. And then she's like, yeah, sand track, right? And he's like, yeah. And then goes inside. And then we cut up to Lothar, who is watching a video of all the times the Power Rangers kicked everyone's asses. Why they have this video. I guess you got to watch the games you lose to, you know, so you can see.
I guess. It just makes him mad. Well, he's like, who told me to watch this?
It makes him mad. Everyone's like blaming each other because like Vexicus is like, Jubo, you suck really bad. And Jubo's like, well, no, I don't. And everyone's like, yeah, you do, Jubo. Actually, you suck extremely bad. And he's like, well, what about Shimazu? He just like showed up. He didn't even earn being a general. And they're like, nah, it doesn't matter. And they all blame each other. And then Lothar's like, everyone shut up. You're the worst people I know, and I hate you all. Why are we watching this? And Mara Capri's like, we made everybody watch it. And he's like, okay, why? And they're like, because we're sick of being losers and the laughingstock of the evil ninja community. So these videos are on Evil Ninja Space YouTube.
Yeah.
This is so many
likes and meme comments.
Yeah, this is
Think
what...
of the memes that these poor space ninjas have been turned into.
Probably a lot. And I don't even want... I mean, 2003... There was only like one meme back in 2003, right? There was just Iken has cheeseburger.
It was just Iken has cheeseburger.
And there wasn't any other memes until like 2007. And we were just fine with just one meme for like 4 years. And now if a meme lasts longer than 12 hours, I'm like, boy, I need to turn the internet off. I need to mute the word cake to get away from this meme that's just lasted less than a day, but I've been here for it the whole time.
That's the thing now is that with Twitter, it's amplified. So it's not just like you see an Iken has cheeseburger on Facebook post once a week. It's literally like for 12 hours, it's just constantly cake. It's just 12 full hours top to bottom of cake.
And like if it lasts for 12 hours, it's because sometimes they burn themselves out really quick, right? Like I remember I went to work once and I missed the start of the meme. And then when I got out of work, like the meme was basically over. I don't even remember what it was. I don't know if you remember the 30 to 50 feral hogs meme. That lasted about 4.5-6 hours tops. And I was like, okay, that was dumb, but everyone got it out of their systems. But then cake went past the 10-hour mark, and I was like, all right, we got to do something about this. I can't let this stand.
And then that led into the astronauts that have kind of stuck around. The always
now
has
the memes
been.
Are fractal. Yeah.
Now there's the... L is real, which I'm already sick of. Because I don't know if you saw the quote-unquote giga leak.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of it.
And how I think every person on Twitter at the same time was like, it's been 24 years and 1 month. Oh, it was real 2401. Oh, my God. Shut up.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Who cares? It's Luigi. Just Luigi.
It's like, it's Luigi, but it's like a proto-Luigi. So it's not even like...
It's a folder in a game file that just says Luigi on it. And like, that's it. And they're like, Luigi's real. I'm like, yeah, but he's still not in the game. That's not the point.
Well, you see, they've reconstructed the model and hacked it into the game. So well, now...
People have
now
been doing
L
that
is real
for like...
2401. Brother, that's it. 24 years and 1 month. That's what it meant the whole time. Always yeah. has been.
This is a secret. This is part of an ARG that Nintendo did to us to announce Luigi's Mansion 3 8 months late.
Anyway, thank you for listening to the Morphin Grid. 230-somethings complaining about memes.
Yeah, I am over 30 now, so it does seem a little sad the longer it goes on. Real quick, I don't know if you saw the Zelda 3 sprites that were actually like the Zelda 2 Satellavision
I did
remake.
See those.
Those look dope as hell.
Yeah, they were pretty neat.
Speaking of Zelda 2, I started playing it. It fucking sucks. It's so hard, and I don't know where to go, and everything kicks my ass.
What are you playing it on?
My NES Classic.
Nice. Because I think the only time I tried to play that game was on like the Game Boy Advance NES Classic release. So that might have been some of the problem. But there's just... I got into a cave to like... After the first dungeon to move on to like the next area. And there was this guy throwing a boomerang. And sometimes he goes high and sometimes he goes low. But it's in like a cave. So it's like impossible to dodge it. And so I quit the game forever.
It took me like 30 minutes to figure out that my shield blocked depending on where I was. Like if it's something that's going low and you duck, it'll hit it. If you're standing up and it's going mid, it'll hit you and block it. And so that was cool to figure out way far into the game. Also, either they're all lying to me. Either the whole world is lying to me, a boy who just wants to help, or... It's a Final Fantasy VII situation, and something has been mistranslated to mean the opposite, because they're like, you gotta go west to get the candle. I go west, there's no dungeon, there's no candle. The farthest west I can go is a city that says, don't go south till you get the candle. And the only way I can go wester is if I go south first, but I gotta get the candle, which is west, which isn't there. So I don't know what to do. I'm gonna go on CheatCC.com and find out.
I don't know why you would do that. You could just go on YouTube and watch someone do it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that too. Anyway, we need to get back to Power Rangers.
Cheat CC, they lying to you, man. They're telling you Wario's in Super Mario RPG.
They told me L was in there, and it turns out it was. So who really is the liar?
Okay, here's the thing. Let's talk about the leaks one more time, and then we can move on.
And then we promise.
Because they've spent so much time hacking Luigi back into Mario 64.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, as part of this for the Ocarina of Time stuff, they've got, like, all of the, like, super HD, like, high-res item images. We need to get into this prototype and pull out the high-definition image of that f***ing plaque on the fountain so we can see what it really says.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, where is that? How do we not have that file yet? And I think it's because it just is, like, nothing, right? It probably looks – it's probably nothing. And everyone's like, well, we've looked at it, and we don't want to say that it's nothing because then our whole Luigi thing is blown. Another thing is there's like, the second room, like, room number one. There's a room zero. But room number one, the second room they made for, like, Ocarina of Time, has that same plaque in it. Because they just had the same assets because it was all made on the same engine because no one made 3D games before that. So
that's wild. I was thinking about that the other day too, how like huge the N64 was because it was like the last big step for video games.
Yeah, until we get like VR that is good.
Until it's holograms, I think.
Yeah.
Like
so Lothar is mad that they did a YouTube search of all their like big fail compilation on Evil Space Ninja YouTube to get back to Power Rangers. And so he puts them in a cage and he's like, just sit there And that's weird, right? Like, you put him in timeout.
He says just, like, sit there for a while and think about what you've done. And so they literally sit there. Like, they sit down and they make a point to sit down. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Know.
So then Zergane summons up Balloon Boy. He had a name. I don't know what his name is. His name is Balloon Boy.
It's like Infiltron or something.
Inflatron?
Inflatron.
I'm going to call him Balloon Boy. And then Zergane just explains literally everything about Balloon Boy. He's like, yeah, he's got balloons that can have bad gas in them and hurt the Rangers. And then here's a bunch of other things about Balloon Boy. And I was like, well, that's very thorough, Zergane.
Here's a weird thing about Balloon Boy is that he's made of ears.
Yeah, I didn't notice that until you mentioned it. And then it kind of everything snapped into place. So he's like the tongue monster or the Footzilla. But then he's balloons, too.
He's balloons. He's ears covered in balloons.
It's weird.
So he just constantly has to hear balloons rubbing together.
Oh, that's a terrible fate to behold. So we cut back to Ninja Ops. Everybody's sparring except Blake. Blake's not there. They see that on the monitor, they see like balloons fly by and hit people. And I'm like, that wouldn't hurt. That wouldn't hurt you. You would be fine from that balloon hitting you.
No, but these are evil space balloons, so they probably are full of venom or toxins.
Right, you got me. So they're like, all right, no one's seen Blake, so Cam, you stay here, you find Blake, and then we're going to go fight this Balloon Boy. So they morph, they go fight him. We cut to literally 3 seconds. It's like 3-5 seconds tops of two people in silhouette. Presumably one is Blake. Spoilers, one is Blake. But, like, you don't know for sure. And they just have spears, and they're, like, sparring in a cemetery like they're Highlanders or something. We go from there to the Rangers confronting Balloon Boy, and Dustin's like, I'm going to pop him. And then Shane's like, wait, no, maybe I can neutralize him. And then he just jumps to pop him with his sword, but doesn't. And I don't know why. I don't know what happened here in the writing. Because it's Sentai footage. I don't know what Yellow Ranger says that Red Ranger's like, no, I'm going to go fail now. Because it's the same. They both had the same plan.
Yeah.
What do you mean neutralize him? Because you're the air? Because you're like the air ranger?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. But he gets hit with a balloon and it like burns him or something. And he's like, beans.
It pops on his arm and he flies backwards. And he's laying on the ground. He's like, oh my God, my arm, it burns so bad.
So
the air is toxic. I was right.
Yep.
It's venomous air. He's lucky it didn't transport him to another dimension.
Right? It didn't shoot him to like Island of Illusion or whatever.
Oh God, we're lucky it didn't do that.
We'd still be watching that episode. I think we still are. I think we died on that couch watching that episode. 2020 is just a hell that takes place in our dying moments of watching Island of Illusion for 5 years straight.
Explains a lot.
Blake shows up. And laser blast, like lightning blasted with his horns. And they're like, yeah, way to go, Blake. He's like, you forgot about me. And it's like, I don't think he knew about you. Cause like, I don't know if he knows the Power Rangers, but okay, Blake.
Yeah, I don't think they briefed him before they sent him into battle.
Yeah. So then they're like, yeah, let's put all of our weapons together. They put their weapons together and they're like, get ready to shoot. But Blake isn't there and like, isn't helping. They're like, Blake, what are you doing? He's like, hold on, I got this. And then he pulls out a big spear and he starts hitting Balloon Boy with it, and it doesn't pop him or anything, but they run away because he has like a pointy object now.
Yeah,
like explicitly in a second he'd be like, they had a spear, I had to go.
Yeah, it was sharp,
but swords are also sharp.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why this spear is so important. It looks neat, but that's about it.
It looks neat, but also like it doesn't look like a Power Ranger weapon. It looks like a weapon that Blake made.
It looks like you took a spare thunder staff and just put two like props, like magic daggers from Xena or something on the end of it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, that's, there you go.
It doesn't have the it doesn't have the big nerf energy that a lot of Power Rangers swords and weapons have.
The blades look too real, and that's a problem, I think. So they make some excuses to Lothor, who's like, whatever, go back and get him, and they're like, we got him on the ropes though, and so they're like, whatever. And then we just like Vexicus is like off in the corner, like, you fools, you don't know anything. Like he knows something about the spear or something.
Yeah,
It will not come up.
It's not going to pay off.
There's like three times that we just cut to Vexicus being like, my plans are almost coming. Like he knows something, but then he just doesn't do anything. So I don't know why they did this.
Also, Lothar is lousy with henchmen. We need to like do something about this because there's too many, chickens in this soup.
This is a big pot of chickens. They're all generals too, so it's not like he has a bunch of henchmen. Like it's not like we're like, you know, Rita had like, here's Goldar who's like my guy, and then like Scorpina who's also like a badass warrior, and then like Bebu and Squad Fencer, they're like, what, you know, like they like hang out. It's like, no, here's six Goldars and they all hate each other and they're all bad at their jobs. And one of them's Jubo, who just sucks the most. We cut back to camp where at Ninja Ops camp, like, oh, Balloon Boy's made of inert regular gases. Just like regular, he just made of regular stuff.
He says a bunch of, he's like, he's a carbon based life form made of inert gases, and he's like, and he's benign, and I'm like, are you just saying words? Like,
and Dustin's like, oh, so he's just like full of hot air, get it, like a balloon, bam, bam. And it's like, okay, so then why did, but Shane got burnt, what was that? That was from something,
it's
right?
Because the air was so hot,
I don't know,
that it burned him.
It's weird because then they're like, yeah, Blake was right about it, and I was like, when did Blake say anything about that? Like, did Blake like say something when he went to stab him with the spear that I just missed? But like, okay, sure.
Yeah, he said, whoa, buddy, you're full of hot air.
So Blake grabs the spear and he's just like playing with it. And Shane walks up and he's like, hey, what's up, guy? What's with the spear? What's going on? And he's like, okay, let me tell you a flashback. The day before Lothar attacked, this is important. The day before. The very day before. One day. That's it. The day before Lothar attacked, Sensei gave me this cool spear. And then Lothar attacked. And he's like, well, yeah, you shouldn't be like whipping that weapon around then. You should be training. He's like, oh, I have been. And then like Tori has a worried look on her face, like, uh-oh, like what's this? So then he's in the woods running somewhere. She's following him at a distance. He gets to like a cave. He goes in. He lights a torch. He goes through a series, like a labyrinth of tiny, skinny tunnels.
I don't think it is a labyrinth because Tori keeps her distance, but also gets through it in the dark.
Yeah, she is in the dark, huh?
And I'm pretty sure it's just a hallway. It's just like a narrow hallway with a bunch of turns in it.
Yeah, you might be right there. Yeah, because she definitely doesn't light a torch like he does. And so he's like frantic about it. Like he's trying to like get something or get away from someone or something. So then he gets out to, it's also like a lot of shaky cams and like, oh, isn't it claustrophobic in here? Oh my gosh. So he gets out and like a ninja gets a drop on him and like attacks him with their own spear. And he's like, wow. So they start fighting. And then Tori pops out like a minute later because she, I guess, yeah. So it must have just been like a hallway with a lot of turns in it that she just followed. She pops out. Blake's on the ground. Ninja's about to stab him. He's like blocking it. And she's like, Blake, and Blake's like, no, wait. And so she runs up and she goes to like kill the ninja who just like spins and like smacks her in the back with the spear. Not like stabs her or anything. Just like
parries her.
Yeah. And she like falls down and we go to commercial and we come back up. He's like, what happened? What are you doing? She's like, I followed you. He's like, yeah, I know that, but why? And she's like, I don't know. I wanted to make sure you're okay. And then she sees the ninja again. She's like squares up to fight the ninja. And Blake's like, no, this is fine. This is Leanne. And she takes, and it's the lady from earlier. And she does get like a babe reveal where she like takes her mask off and shakes her hair out. And there's like,
since like half speed,
it's just half. And there's like some, like, this is a babe kind of music behind it. And it's like, what are you trying to tell me about Leanne? That like,
right. That I can't just like see with my own eyes.
Like, I get it. Like I watched the episode. So it turns out she's a Thunder Ninja Academy graduate of a class of 2000. So she graduated like 3 years ago. And somehow, because of that, she was not there to get sucked up into space by Lothor, right?
Yeah, because she graduated. You don't stay at school when you graduate.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, you're right. You got that. Is she the only one to have graduated from the Thunder Ninja Academy? Because it seems like there are no other ninjas outside of the world besides
she
her.
She is the only one that finished ninja school ever.
Everyone else either died or quit, and so they didn't count. Tori's like, oh, I feel like a real dummy following you here then, thinking you were in trouble. And Leanne's like, no, I think it's neat that you, like, came to protect your friend. And Blake's like, yeah, it is very neat. And there's, like, a little, they, like, lock eyes. But then Zacky's attack. So they start fighting Zacky's. Also, Leanne rules.
Yeah, she beats the crap out of a bunch of Zacky's.
Yeah, it's great. It's a shame we're never going to see her again, I bet.
If I had to guess.
So we cut to the woods where Zergane, Motodrone, and Shimazu, I think, are just like waiting in the woods. And then we cut to the Rangers in the 18-wheeler, like, there's some generals hanging in the woods. Let's get on our tsunami cycles and go fight them. So they do that. And it's like, it's bikes versus generals, and generals get the upper hand. I don't really remember what's happening, but
I just remember, like, they show up. And Motodrone is just like, get him, and throws his cloak off and has a motorcycle under it.
Summons up his summons his motorbike, and so they start fighting. And you know, it's a fight. It's fine. Lothor's like, all right, Balloon Boy, now's your chance. Go down there. And so they send Balloon Boy down, and it's like, okay. And then we literally get a shot of Vex just going, you fools. And again, this will not be paid off. At the end, he will say, like, my plans will be better than all of your plans soon. But that's it. Like, that's all that this is building to, and I don't know why.
It's because Vexicus has tension with Lothor, you see.
Yeah, I guess. It makes sense, because it seems like he's like, I know what that spear is capable of, and I'm going to get it. I know what that spear is capable of, and I want the spear.
I'll be the next spear of the world.
World Heavyweight Championship. So Cam calls Blake. Is like, Blake, the other boys need your help. Tori will be fine here helping Leanne fight the Zackies, I bet. So he's like, okay, and he morphs and he runs, and then he fights Balloon Boy, but he's just getting his butt kicked. And we get like this flashback of Sensei being like, of him like losing in spear fighting, presumably to Leanne, and just like getting his butt whipped like a bunch. And then Sensei being like, his old sensei, Sensei Amato, I think his name was, is like, you can't let your emotions get the better of you. And so Blake, like, gets up, and he lets his emotions get the better of him again immediately, and gets beat again. Good flashback. Quality flashback.
Glad you learned a lesson from your flashback.
The other Rangers finally start winning, and the generals just like dip. They're like, never mind, and they leave. But then we get another flashback while Blake is being beat up by Balloon Boy. He gets another flashback of Sensei being like, don't just keep stabbing with the spear. There's a lot of ways to use it. And Blake goes, you're right. Now I'm going to win. And he breaks the spear in half, and now he just has two daggers, like long daggers. And that's what he uses to kill Balloon Boy. He, like, pops
him. Yeah, he throws one at him, which, like, knocks him off balance a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
And then just leaps at him and slashes him with the other one.
And he goes, and then that's it.
Balloon Boy falls down and pops. And while it's, like, exploding, there's just the silhouette of Blake in the background just holding up the one dagger or whatever, sword, I guess. Just holding it up like it's a torch.
Like, he just won, and it's covered in like his enemy's blood. Then we get another flashback where Leanne takes the mask off. She's like, she was the ninja he was sparring with. Leanne takes the mask off, and she's like, dad, because the Sensei Amato is her dad. She's Cam. Why wasn't she just in the Thunder Rangers? Leanne could have been Megan.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. This whole thing's a bummer.
I don't know. She's even wearing yellow when they're walking on the beach.
Yeah. It's dumb. But also, this is when I realized, didn't he say the day? He said either the day before or the day they attacked. I think it was the day before. He gave him the spear. He's like, this is, you're going to have to train with this someday. when did all this this flashback training take place? He's like, hey, here's a spear. Your training starts right now. Leanne, come on in.
Because he's training with Leanne, who is a 2000 graduate. So,
so why'd she come back? Unless maybe she was just like...
Is she a teacher now?
She's like maybe a TA?
She's on sabbatical when Lothar attacked.
She says something. I forget exactly what she says, but at the end of the episode, she's like, yeah, I was gone. I was on a field trip or whatever when Lothar...
Had to go to old Sturbridge Village.
We'll go see Fort Number 4, and then I was there, and turns out that's when Lothar attacked. They all congratulate Blake, because we come back from the flashback, and they're like, yeah, Blake, you did it. You popped a balloon. Congratulations. Probably the easiest bad guy in the world to beat, right? Because all of our weapons do have edges that we could have used to poke it.
A lot of things will pop a balloon. They're a lot more fragile than you think.
We could have just thrown a big net over him and stomped on him or whatever. Anyway, good job, Blake. And Tori's like, I never doubted you. And actually, Tori, yes, you did. Early in the episode, you were like, I don't know what's going on. I think you're cheating on me with this this hot older babe.
He's secretly meeting a mom.
Lothar grows Balloon Boy. They get the Zords. Mini Zord talks. Mini Zord's like, Storm Megazord and Thunder Megazord turn into one, and so they do that, the Thunderstorm Megazord. And then I was like, are they just gonna pop it? Are they just gonna blow it up immediately? And no, they didn't. Balloon Boy stuck a bunch of balloons to the Megazord and started floating away. And that is like it. That's all that happened. Cause then Cam shows up to rock with his little guitar hero. He's like jams out like Cliffs of Dover or whatever for a second. It's not anything near that good. It's just some like, you know, like cool guitar MP3 one, you know. So the Mammoth comes out and it shoots Balloon Boy, and then they get on the Mammoth and they ride the Mammoth and they pop Balloon Boy. And Balloon Boy goes, I'm popped out. That's nothing. Is that like I'm pooped out?
Is it supposed to be like I'm pooped, but he's like, popped because he's a balloon?
Because he's a balloon?
And so I guess when balloons poop, they pop.
What is air from a balloon?
Learning a lot about balloon anatomy today.
I think the air from the balloon when it pops and comes out, that is the balloon poop. I think that's makes sense. So we cut to later and Blake and Leanne are having a nice romantic walk on the beach. So like, yeah, Tori, you didn't need to be jealous about anything because like this is fine. Also, Leanne's outfit is extremely cute. She is wearing yellow, but she's just dressed like a cute lady.
Yeah.
Just walking with this teen boy on a beach. No problems there. Tori comes up and is like, and she's like, oh, well, I'm like, Leanne's like, okay, I'm going to go. If you ever want to practice more, hit me up. And so Tori's like, hey, sorry that like I was mad or whatever and didn't trust you and followed you. And he's like, ah, it's fine. You're cute when you're jealous. She's like, I'm not jealous. And he's like, yeah, you were jealous. And so then they start like doing this like goofy spar play fight thing. That's very cute. Also, this entire scene is ADR'd because they are next to the ocean. And so
it is ADR'd, but as they're running back toward the water, you could definitely see a mic pack on Tori's back.
Yeah.
There's just a big square under her shirt.
Yeah. She definitely had it. And they were like, this audio is unusable. So we just kind
of. Yeah. At least we know, like, we'll just use this for the cadence of the words you need to say. And you can just re-record it in the booth.
But just like the whole time, so they couldn't hear anything. But that's it. That's the end of the episode. They like run around on the beach, kind of playing footsie at each other.
Similar to the end of the last episode.
Yeah. So, Josh, I started. What's the best?
Dude, I don't know, man.
Dude, man. Dude, guy, hey.
Guy, look. I'm a level with you. I don't know.
I think the best is this episode's weird because it's not bad. It's just kind of plain. It's not like it's not even like boring. It's just like plain.
Oh, I do. I don't know if this is my best, but I do just want to get it out there. I do really like that the monster has like a gimmick outside of just like being a monster.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a whole balloon thing. He's not just like, I'm a big balloon, but I just fight with a sword anyway.
Right. Right. But I have a gun, so, like, yeah. It's, you know. I think my best is going to be Tori. The way Tori confronts Hunter, like, she, like, grills Hunter about Blake's whereabouts and what they're doing. And it's, like, kind of circular. She's, like, trying to, like, gotcha him. But, like, Hunter's like, I can kind of see what's going on, but I still don't know why, so I'm just going to play along. I thought that scene was very good.
You
want to
see
my
tires? I got tires?
I got sand tires. She's like, cool sand tires. Anyway, Blake's not here. I'm going to leave. And he's like, you don't care about the tires. Bye, Tori.
Oh, my best is Leanne beating up Kelzax. That's what mine is.
That's pretty good.
That's her name, right, Leanne?
Yes, it's Leanne.
Okay.
She's a ninja. And what's funny about the ninja is, so their sensei, Sensei Amato, is not a white guy. And Jorgito Vargas Jr. is not a white guy. Everybody else associated with that ninja academy is extremely white, including Sensei's daughter. And I'm like, y'all shouldn't have done this way. Anyway, the worst is I'm actually going to give it to Vexicus as being like, you don't know anything. Oh, you fools. And that going literally nowhere.
It's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I don't know. I hate all the generals. I think there's too many. There's too many fingers in the pie, and I'm over it.
From what I read very briefly about Hurricaneer is that the big bad of Hurricaneer is like Gygax from Earthbound. Like, it's sort of this like big nebulous, like, I'm a big evil idea. And so all the generals are like, we're trying to beat the Power Rangers. So that's why there's a lot of different kinds of monsters, because it's a bunch of different kinds of generals doing a bunch of different things, which is why it would have really worked for Hexagon. So, but then they added Lothor, like the big bad, who's like there. So they're not like just like appealing to evil. They're like, there's a guy that we're trying to impress. But that just is one more body on the spaceship. And now there's like 900 people there. And
it's
they
just like this cramped little room. It's like an unused set from like Firefly.
It's like, the weird part about it is that there are so many of them, and they never win. And sometimes they'll like do good for like half an episode, and then that's it. But Lothor like has completely 180'd, because now he's just like, I want a plan. What's your plan? When are we going to do this? Time, time, time. Whereas like the first time, he's like, I don't care about timetables. Like, as long as the plan works, and like it works, however long it takes, that's fine. That's the kind of boss I am.
But there's been so many plans, and that none of them are working. And like, well, something has to work. Like, we have to have some kind of productivity.
Yeah, he's just fallen into that like, that trap of like, this is all your faults. And it's like, well, Lothor, why don't you go down there and do something about it, huh?
Yeah, what's your plan?
What's your plan, Lothor? You also should probably have a plan at some point.
Sounding pretty much like a salaried manager right now, Lothor.
So, anyways, I'm just giving my worst to Vexicus.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I forget about Vexicus.
Well, he's only been around for like three episodes.
He's just this weird shark guy who broods in the background.
Because he's not even really a bad guy. Like, he's like a mercenary.
Yeah, he's more of like a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
But like,
he just like wants Shane's muscle butt suit, I think. I'm not, it's unclear. He has a plan, though, you fools.
It seemed like he knew about the staff because like he wanted it. He's like a treasure hunter.
I feel like there's a big missed opportunity there, right? Like, because he was chasing down like the Lights of Orion that was a lady, whatever her name was.
The Lights of a Lady.
Of a Lady. That's a Hallmark movie, I bet. So, like, it makes sense that he would know about these, like, things that just, like, exist out in the universe that are, like, powerful. But, like, he didn't do anything about it. He didn't even go down there, like, to fight them. He's like, I'm staying on the ship. Y'all are dead. Whatever.
Also, Mara and Capri were like, hey, we made you watch this stuff because we want to win and we have a plan. And Lothor immediately locked them up and then asked all the men what their plans were.
Yeah, and then we did not see Mara and Capri again. Like, period. Like, we do not come back to them. They are still sitting on the floor in a cage, which is weird at best.
Yeah.
Anyway, who's the MVP?
Leanne.
I'm going to say Leanne, too. I really liked Leanne. I also liked when Tori came up and she's like, oh, I see what's happening. Like, and then like kind of wing womaned her and was like, no, it's cool that you came to help your friend, right, Blake? It's cool that she came to do that, right, Blake? Blake's like, yeah, that is actually pretty cool. She's like, good, all right, dope. Get over yourself, boy. Like,
now kiss.
Give her a kiss. We got to rank the episode. That's the final thing we do on these.
Yeah. I don't know. Lower middle is probably where I'm going to start once I get this loaded up.
I feel like Goodwill Hunter the other episode, at least this one had a lot of Blake in it. So there wasn't like double-edged Blake, and Blake was gone training until the last 2 minutes, right? But I feel like this is about as good as Good Will Hunter.
I would say it's a little better than Good Will Hunter.
Better than Sensei Switcheroo?
No.
Okay.
My gut says no, even though I don't exactly remember what that episode
was.
That's
where Shane became Hamster, and then Dustin became Hamster.
Oh, no, I don't think it's better than that.
All right. And then Tori didn't, because Papa Walt is a coward. So coming in at number 16, Double-Edged Blake. And that's going to do it for us for today. Well, it's going to do it for you for us for today. We are going to go record another episode immediately.
Yeah.
So that one might be even shorter. I'm glad this one was under an hour. We will see you on Monday for... Josh, you still have it pulled up? I don't know what we're watching next.
I think it's Eye of the Storm?
I think that's right.
I think I still have it pulled up. Hang on. If I can get my phone to recognize my face and send it to the government, that would be great. Oh, yeah. Eye of the Storm.
I will never understand that, but at some point I'm probably going to have to do that myself, and I just don't want to. We'll see you on Friday for Eye of the Storm. But until then,
may the power protect you. Recording.
Am I recording? Wow, those waveforms are very tiny today. It's just tiny little baby waves.
Is there a knob on your mixer that's messed up?
I don't think so.
I feel like that happened once, like a knob got bumped. Or sometimes it's just a tiny day.
Sometimes
you know?
You're just tiny.